All right. Well, welcome everybody to the WVRX Wake Up Call. And, you know, we have these calls on a regular basis and we record them and make them available on podcasts. Anybody that wants to come back and grab them and can do so. But, you know, today, guys, we just come off of our first event of 2021. Excited about the people that were there, excited about the information. We just launched three new products. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. And we were able to get, I think we were able to get a lot accomplished. I think that the people that you know, that were in attendance, you know, we look at that and we say, okay, you know, these are the folks that we can kind of team up with, we can focus with, and we can go out and build, you know, some good new business. We had attendance, you know, I think from a lot of different markets. We had, you know, people from Idaho and from Utah, and we had people from Birmingham, Alabama. We had people from Florida, you know, and obviously here from the Houston market and Fort Worth. And I think it was just a kind of a cross section of a lot of different, you know, different people from different areas. And they had a chance to, you know, learn on Saturday about, you know, us a little bit from a, you know, our marketing strategy perspective, and they had a chance to learn about the profile of WVRX. They had a chance to speak directly and hear from our medical professionals. They had a chance to, you know, interact with one another. And so from the perspective of the folks that were there, I felt genuinely like it was a very productive event and a lot of good information, you know, was communicated. And I think that, you know, I was sharing with Sean right before we, you know, kind of got started on the call here, that the biggest takeaway that I received is that I think people began to recognize that WVRX, or Wellness Biosciences Rx, is not just a CBD company. We're a company that really is looking for cutting-edge ways to advance the opportunity to help people with wellness-based products, wellness-based consumables, wellness-based durables, that really do meet the needs of people today. And so, you know, obviously we, you know, when you look at the product that we launched in the Metered Plus, Dr. Jasani walked through the details of that fast-acting dissolved tab that you put underneath your tongue that gives you the benefits of the full-spectrum CBD, which, you know, I think was a very big hit. You know, it was very well-received, and I think that we're starting to get an indication now because of, you know, because of the pre-launch special that we had. For those of you that were not there, we launched that product with a pre-launch special discount. So you can get that information if you'd like to. Should be up on your website. You can go back to that and you can get some details. But it's everything that we have with the Metered Plus, and obviously also with the Simmer 2000 unit and the Simmer 414 unit. I think that, you know, really what that did is it just broadened the demographic in people's minds of those people that they can go out there and they can meet with and talk with about a value-added product. And I think successfully, you know, have some people, you know, start buying that particular product. We moved that at an unbelievable discount on both sides, both the 2000 unit and the 414 unit. And we're just very blessed that this kind of came across, you know, came across our path, not such that we were actually out looking for it. No different than last year we were approached with the MDIs, but this year, you know, we had people that came to us and said, we think this would be a great fit, and it certainly has proven to be such, right, just because of the immediate response, and I think more importantly, just the advance of how many people we can go out and we can share that information with. So, you know, we're excited about it, guys. And I'm going to share some feedback from you, you know, just from some folks that, you know, came in. And there's always good, there's always great things that are mentioned. And there's people that say, you know, some things that maybe are not so great every time they come to an event. I mean, it's just people. And, you know, we like to address everything. You know, a lot of people said, hey, this is really great. I mean, you know, it seemed, you know, in many cases, it seemed very professional. Right, it's very professionally done, and we are very receptive to that, and we like to, you know, that's just kind of how we, you know, how we do it. We don't try to go overboard, and then at the same time, you know, there were some people said, you know, this is obviously you guys are real people. You like to have fun, and And, you know, we like to intermix some of that. You know, we're not trying to go overboard in any particular area. We don't, you know, certainly don't want to create an environment that is non-productive, you know. But at the same time, you know, we're all people. We get together. We have a good time. You know, but you know, we are in business with each other, and we try to respect each other in that fashion, right? So I think when I listen to the people that are attracted to the business opportunity inside of WBRX, we're extremely excited about our culture, extremely excited about the benefit that now everybody has. To my knowledge, you're able to get the Simmer unit, both the 2000 and the 414, at a lower cost than anybody out there that I'm aware of. So that's an exciting thing. And then obviously we're able to also pay that in our compensation plan moving forward, which is extremely exciting. So not only do you have the unique opportunity, right, of going out and buying the product and really making a very good return on your cost in terms of your ability to market and make a good margin. But in addition to that, you have this unique opportunity, you know, to market that, you know, to and have a group of people that you have in your organization, and you can earn money as a result of what they do, you know. And so we're blessed to have contractually received exclusivity inside of the network marketing industry. Excited about that. And we know what that means. You know, I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine in the industry, and, you know, he said, you know what, it's kind of crazy that you guys were able to attain that, because somebody had indirectly talked to me about these Simmer units, and I was actually going to place a call. And this guy happens to be the president of another company that's doing about $80 million a year in business. And I said, well, you know, things kind of work out the way that they do. And he said, yeah, I kind of got the word that you guys had exclusivity. And, you know, so obviously we're going to have to find something else in a different direction. And you know, we're just people, guys, that really do genuinely believe in the business model of network marketing. We're not down on anybody else that wants to go out and do something different. You know, we encourage that. We don't have a problem with that. We're just excited about what we're doing. We're excited about genuinely giving people an opportunity to earn great income and to deliver products into the marketplace that are value added and help people, right? And so our Meter Plus went over very well. I think that everyone that had a chance, I think everybody at the meeting had a chance to try it. And when you put when you put that underneath your tongue and you kind of see how you feel within like 10 minutes, for me, it was great, because I was sharing this with Dr. Patel and Dr. Usani. Whatever it is in CBD, and it may just be because of how my body chemistry works and my mind works, but whenever I take a full spectrum CBD, it seems to help me zero in and focus on whatever it is I'm trying to do, whether it's I'm on my computer or I'm in the middle of a conversation or a talk we're giving. I just seem to be able to zero right in and without any outside distractions, without anything else bothering me. Now, everyone responds differently. This is just my personal testimonial. So focus and concentration go hand in hand, whether it's our balanced full spectrum or whether it's our Metered Plus. That's just the way it affects me. And some people shared with me that they were able to kind of have that same experience. Some people shared with me that they immediately felt extremely relaxed. So it varies from person to person. So I would just recommend, we have, a small amount of inventory until we receive our big shipment, probably around the first part of March. Okay. So we do have a small amount for people to be able to purchase at that pre-launch discount for the volume month of January. Another quick announcement that we're going to make is that we're going to go ahead and we're going to close the month of January out. Okay. We're going to carry it over into the month of February until this Thursday, the 4th. Okay. At midnight, whatever order that you would have wanted to make online, via credit card or whatever arrangements you're making to close out your month for rank advancement. We have people that are looking at, some big increases in rank advancement. So, we just need to have that accomplished by that time. And the other and the last thing I'll mention, and then I want to really take some time here on the call this morning and just listen to you guys, right? I want to hear and get some feedback from those of you that attended the event. Just share, you know, whatever experience you may have had, what things stood out to you, what you learned, what you experienced, whatever that may have been. We just want to hear directly from you guys. So we'll be calling on some of you here in a couple minutes and just one by one and just take you off mute and just let you share for a couple minutes what your experience was and just get an overall well-rounded idea of the different experiences, because most of you on the call, many of you on the call this morning, were in attendance. And we put forth a very concerted, and as we concluded the event, we all made some commitments. Many of the people that were at the event already went online, and they made arrangements to register for the next event, which is going to be March the 26th and 27th. And now we have this major commitment where everybody is now putting, every time we meet new people and we share the opportunity, we're starting with that event and getting them registered for that event, and then we're reverse engineering everything between now and that time. Because what people really do realize is that getting them there to that event is the best way to help them get their business launched. It's the very best thing that they can do. And we believe that that's true, and I'm glad that you guys feel the same way, because, you know, we took Friday and we went through a lot of, you know, personal development information that was more relevant for people that were kind of in the business. And next university, we're going to open that up to everybody, okay, everybody that wants to be there as a prospect, everybody that is a brand partner. We want that day to be something for everyone so it can set the stage for the following day when we actually have our medical professionals and we have some of the people that are going to be representative of some of the things that we're doing from an industry perspective, whether it's our marketing team, more specific information about our new products, some of the things that we're going to be looking to do as we move forward in the future, you know, intertwined with obviously the things that we need to, you know, get people to understand with regard to our products. So all that's going to be taking place. And I was so excited about the response that people had, you know, so I know that the next event, our focus is to make sure that we really do. And I think that now that the COVID restrictions are beginning to start to minimize, we believe that we're going to be able to fill up that ballroom in a big way and have not only have the impact of great information and great interaction and great fellowship, but also have the energy that we know can come as a result of a great meeting. And as we've said many times, you know, sometimes you need the meeting and sometimes the meeting needs you. And I was so excited about the people that were there, whether they had people there or not, they were there contributing and reinforcing the value and supporting the people within their organization. And that's what we call real leadership. You know, if you want to know what real leadership is, it's making decisions to do things in many cases for the people that are in your group that maybe are not necessarily, you know, you don't have someone new there, and we understand that. But the next time that you do have someone new, then you can obviously benefit from the group and the culture that we're establishing, and that's very, very important. But, guys, what I want to do now is I want to kind of, you know, we've got some folks here on the call, and want to just hear from some people before I turn the call over to Sean and just get some of your initial feedback. And, you know, one of our founders and brand partners that, you know, has represented themselves at every single event that we've had. And I was sharing this with Jeff Davidson and also Sarah Davidson, but Sarah's on the call this morning. And you know, these guys just kind of get it. They understand, you know, the basis of being involved in an organization like this. And they understand the value. And they drive, by the way. It takes them about 3 hours to get here. They've been obviously very committed. And Sarah, I'd like for you to come on for just a second. If you're in a position to talk, I'm going to unmute you. And just share for a minute, you know, what your big takeaway was from this particular event. So I've got you unmuted, Sarah. If you're able to come on and share, that would be great.
Sure. Well, first of all, there's not one big takeaway. You know, I wouldn't miss one of these events, you know, unless there was death or dying involved. I'm always afraid I'm going to miss out on something super exciting and fail to have the opportunity to interact with others that are like-minded. So, That to me is always the biggest. That's always the biggest takeaway. The events continue to get better. I watch you all work to fine tune and tweak every single time to meet the needs of everybody that is there. Of course, the introduction of new products was just incredibly exciting to me. I don't know if you saw my text message I sent to you, but while we were sitting there, I filled one of those pages front and back, two columns, with folks that I'm going to follow up with regarding the Simmer. To me, the event is about getting re-energized, and when we can get commitments, I'm going to work on it to get folks there in my team. So the culture is fabulous. The location is fabulous. Thank you for going ahead and announcing when we're going to meet again. That just adds to the energy.
I'm sorry. I was on mute, guys. Forgive me. I just wanted to say, Sarah, thank you very much. Your participation, I mean, you guys are really just like family to us, but you really add so much value in so many different ways. I can't even begin to tell you. And every time you come, I want to just say this for you, Sarah, every time you come, you add value. You let us know things that you're seeing. You're paying attention. You're one of these leaders that I was talking about when we were going through those five steps of leadership, where you'll walk through a crowd and you're listening to people. You're paying attention. You're aware constantly of what's around you. I mean, you guys get there early, and you're helping us set things up, for crying out loud. I don't know that a company like ours could want somebody any more than what you guys provide. I just want to tell you that. So, man, we're genuinely excited about what you guys see on the forefront, specifically as it relates to the Simmer unit and what we're going to be doing as we move forward. What I want to do now, I had Susie Carpenter. She's on the line. And Susie, you out there from Idaho, flew in. Man, just awesome to have you. Awesome to get to know you, man. You are a firecracker. You're one of these folks that we know is going to add so much value as we continue to grow. I know that your organization kind of puts you in charge of the effort to lead the way as far as WBRX is concerned. So with that, Susie, why don't you come on and just share some thoughts, your takeaways with the last event?
Quite honestly, because I've been in several startups, right? And I got to tell you, to come aboard and watch you guys do what you did, and yes, still in the realm of green, we're still kind of a green company, but with the technology that we have and honestly, just the foresight that you guys are having to keep going forward and getting products that, they're out there, but not quite like ours. I love that whole mentality of, it's just not quite like ours. Ours is a little better, and I love being able to say that. And then here's why. Because with that thought process, people are like, better? Oh, okay, well, tell me. Because people always want, and I always call it instead of the BFF, the BBF, bigger, better, faster. I want bigger, better, faster. Those melt tabs, bigger, better, faster. Fantastic. What a concept. I thought the inhaler rocked, but I was like, wow, this is so cool. And with Simmer, oh my gosh, I can't tell. So I get in, and I don't know about you guys, and I knew this was going to happen, because if you're in any type of company that is like WBRX, man, Saturday night, I could not sleep. It was, and I had to catch an early flight, and I'm like, squirrel, squirrel. And for me, what I always do is I put a writing pad beside my bed and write. If I get up on a thought, I write. Because if I don't write it down, then I will stay up thinking I need to remember this. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm old, and in the morning, I don't remember it. And I get so frustrated. So I get up and I write it down. And oh my gosh. And just like Sarah was saying, the list is just crazy. And the people that were there, in fact, I'm not kidding when I said girl power. I got a bunch of girls here on the team that, man, ladies, I made a plan for us yesterday, and we're going to rock it. I'll get in touch with you later this afternoon. But I am so stinking excited on just the whole company, and I'm impressed, and definitely impressed. So, thank you.
Awesome, Susie. Well, I'll tell you what, we genuinely really appreciated having you at the event, and the folks that were there in your team. The fact that they've kind of put you in a position where you can kind of lead the charge, and I think the relationships that you guys are developing as you're coming and attending these events, you know, it's a cool thing. It's really awesome to see, you know, what's going on as we're starting to get folks into a launch position within their business. You know, Gail Kenny, right here out of League City. Gail, I wanted to kind of get you to come on and share your thoughts. You were there for the entire event from start to finish. So, Gail, if you're there and you can come on and say a few words, that'd be awesome.
Sure. Hey, everybody. I just thought it was an incredible event, and this is, you know, one of a few that I've attended, and it was truly the best. There was just something about the energy in the room, and I think having so many people from different regions and different states in one room is phenomenal. The energy was, it was contagious, and listening to Susie and Sarah a minute ago, you can just feel it just over the telephone. We're not even in person, but I feel like we are in person. And I am just so truly, truly grateful that we are with a company. You know, I've been involved since last April. And what I've seen happen since April within this company is it's tremendous. The growth, the new products that we've introduced, and the new opportunities. Like Sarah said, I saw her page with name after name or company after company. And it really inspired me. Like, I pulled out my notepad and I started writing down names and companies, you know, and I ended up leaving with a couple of the Simmer units that I purchased because, you know, that's truly, y'all explained the value so clearly of this investment, and I didn't want to walk away and leave something on the table that I know is so valuable to so many people. But I hope I'm part of that girls group, the girl power that Susie is talking about. Because it was Susie and Olga and I and possibly Sarah toward the end, we just had a really powerful conversation, and I'm just so grateful to everybody for that. So I think the best thing that we can do as a group collectively is continue to build each other up and be each other's strong building blocks and support each other in any way that we can, and to know that, you know, there is no competition among us. It's whatever we do, we're doing for the good of all of us. The more we build upon our company, Wellness Biosciences, the more we elevate ourselves and each other. And so that's my goal. That's my plan. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be a part of it with all of you. Barry, Sean.
Awesome.
You.
Awesome, Gail. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. I know that, as you mentioned, you know, you were there for the entire event and ended up taking, ended up leaving with a couple of those Simmer units, like very much like several that were there. And that speaks volumes, because I know that was not the first time you were introduced to it, but because of the decisions that, you know, you saw being made around you and what you heard and whatever the case may be within WBRX, that was your decision. We're genuinely excited about that. Last but not least, I want to hear from Jen Rennell out of Fort Worth. Jen, if you could come on and just say a few words, just kind of your big takeaway and what your experience was.
Hi, guys. I loved connecting with other people involved in the business, especially all the amazing women. I think we can help each other and stay connected as we grow our businesses. I always love listening to Dr. Dasani, and every time I hear from him, I learn something from him and feel like I gain more knowledge every time. And I love the new products that we launched, especially the Simmer unit. I've already talked to a big medical device rep, and he thinks that a ton of people will be interested and is going to talk to some of his accounts for me and help me out. So I'm super excited about that.
Awesome, Jen. Well, appreciate you. I know that you kind of left the event saying that you already thought you had some folks that would be interested in that Simmer unit, and you know, we recognize that there's going to be a broader demographic of people that you're going to be able to go to. So that is a very cool thing. But last but not least, I wanted to go out to Olga Chapman. Olga Chapman, brand new PPC member, working together with Joseph Trahan. So Olga, if you could come on and just share a few words, that'd be fantastic. I'm going to unmute you right now. Go right ahead.
Great. Well, I was very curious to see how you guys ran the event, and it was first class. So I was very impressed, from the drink station to the tables to the setup to the binders on Saturday. That was all awesome. I loved meeting all the other people there. We learned so much and have already formed, you know, partnerships. Like Susie said, I can't wait for her call later. I do have a couple suggestions, but I'll share those with you later. Let's see what else. That's about it. I'm excited, very excited about the Simmer partnership. And I have a list also. In fact, I already called my daughter's school to talk to the head of school today about the Simmer Scientific. And they have a huge campus with, like, at least probably 12 buildings. So I'm hoping he'll listen to me. I know he will. Anyway, so I'm excited. The end.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I think you guys can kind of get some a sense of just from the – we have people on the line also that weren't able to make it to the event. We certainly understand that, but we're, you know, just to kind of get the general feedback for those that were there. And guys, I'll just finish before I turn the call over to, over to Sean Baker. Guys, you guys are really, you really are the kind of the epicenter of our organization, of our company. You're the ones that are attending the events. You're the ones that are excited. You're focused in. And we realize that, you know, when it comes to events like ours, as we mentioned in the event, that we're not employing anybody. We're not requiring people to show up. People show up because they feel led to do so, and they've made it a priority. And when people start exchanging the most valuable thing that they have, and that's their time with us, we feel we feel like what we need to do as an organization is to dedicate as much resource and effort to what you're looking to accomplish. So, excited about every single one of the people that were there. Excited about the people that weren't able to make it, don't get me wrong. But as in terms of the catalyst to what we need to do to launch our company forward, we want to really serve that effort in every way that we possibly can, do what we possibly can to make sure, anyone that you have that has an interest in anything that we're doing as a company with our comp plan, our products, just everything in general, that we're certainly here to serve that effort. One of the things that we're going to be doing, guys, and I'm going to be getting with Joseph Trahan, we're going to do a Zoom call recording with Mr. Trahan and also with the actual developer of the product. And we're going to record that Zoom call, and we're going to make it available so that you have not just the information that Joseph himself delivered through his practical experience of having results and bringing this product to the marketplace, but also the inventor. And so we're going to record that, and we're going to do it as in a consolidated fashion so that you can have that recorded Zoom call. It'll be recorded via, just out of our YouTube. We'll make that available so that you can send that link to whomever you believe would be a good prospect so that they can hear some of the detailed information. And we recognize, just like we do with our medical professionals, anybody else, that we're not asking you to become a product expert. What we're asking you to become is very good at networking information, getting it into the right people's hands. And then if need be, then we can certainly follow up and we can put together, follow-up calls to cover any information. But we believe that the details and all of the information that people need to know about Simmer as it relates to that particular product can be found on the website and with that recorded Zoom call. The details also with respect to the Metered Plus product by Dr. Jasani, that will be also a recording that we're going to be sending out. So both of those recordings will be sent out. And I got to tell you guys, I've had some extremely positive feedback. I'm listening a lot on our call right now because of the Simmer. That's a new product category. But also the Metered Plus, the fast-acting dissolve tab underneath your tongue, that is a major shift because now we've got people that are able to put a CBD that's water-soluble. It's not there's with no specific carrier oil. Some people just prefer that. Medical professionals prefer being able to offer that particular product, right, because – you have a sense of the dosing, and that's really important to everyone. So with that, guys, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn the call over to Sean Baker and allow Sean to you know, kind of fill you guys in on some other details and some things that, you know, he believes are relevant and important as you guys are building your business. So with that, partner, thank you so much for all that you do. Appreciate you in so many different ways. And I'm going to now, I got you unmuted, brother, so go right ahead.
Hey, thanks, Barry. Great job, everybody. Great job, Barry, this weekend. You know, it's funny because, you know, I've been watching Barry hop up on stages for going on, you know, sneaking up on 18 years now. And the excitement and the energy and the education, the information that my partner brings is always just, you know, forefront of any presentation environment. I mean, he could be up there presenting a million different things, promoting a book, you know, doing whatever he wanted to do. And I thank you, Barry, for always, you know, giving us that time and that energy. I know you've been journaling now for going on 20 years for a number of personal development reasons, which I'm going to talk a little bit about today. But I know in my heart that you could take that 20 years of journaling and probably write a, you know, a bestseller. And maybe you will. Maybe that's in your future. But right now, you know, I would just tell you that it's a privilege and an honor to get up there, you know, with you and sit in the crowd. It's funny. Somebody was making fun of me and good-heartedly, and I appreciate that. But I had a little journal book, and I took probably 9 or 10 pages of notes. Essentially, if I wasn't speaking, you know, I was taking notes, though I've seen the information, you know, literally tens, if not maybe 100 times. But I'm the kind of person that learns when I put pen to paper. You know, I learn when I'm writing or when I'm engaged. And so for me, you know, the way I look at it is, though I've seen Barry present this information, and like Sarah said, we are always trying to modify it and tweak it and make it better and make it more relative, whether it's the graphics or whether it's the verbiage or whether it's, you know, it's some of the even more modern slang. I know the phrase side hustle came up, you know, a lot this event and you know, previous events that wasn't something that we would have said because, you know, that wasn't vernacular or verbiage that people understand. But ironically today, you know, it is. People are looking for a side hustle, but they're looking for the right environment. You know, I mean, I would just tell you that, you know, one of the things that I love about Uber is a great example, or even Uber Eats. I just found out yesterday that my future son-in-law / college student / full-time employed, you know, young man, when he's off, he's able to hop on Uber Eats. Well, I personally never ordered anything from Uber Eats. I don't know anything about Uber Eats, but apparently he can literally walk out the front door of his job, and if there's hours left in the day, he can log into an app and say, hey, I'm ready to deliver food, and he's on the clock, so to speak. And so that side hustle, I found out, you know, helped him make about $200 one day last week. And that's something I'm saying all of that to say that's not even a business that existed X amount of time ago. I don't want to misquote. So I don't know if it's been a year or 2 years or 3 years, but I mean, Uber Eats was not around assuredly 5 or even 10 years ago. And the reason that's relative is because just like the Simmer technology, you know, 10 years ago, we might not have been as excited, but the timing of the opportunity surrounding Simmer, surrounding CBD, you know, is just, it really is not even ground floor, guys. It's a basement floor opportunity if you really understand it. We're not capturing the market. We're literally building the market. We're creating the market. We have the ability to go out and have first-time conversations with hospital administrators, skilled nursing facilities, school systems, private school systems, wherever you can kind of navigate. And I would tell you, this is just my opinion, and I know Barry and I philosophically, you know, are aligned with this. Anywhere you go and spend money is almost required. They should absolutely give you audience with them to discuss the Simmer unit. If you're going into their hair salon, or you're going into their private school, or you're going into their gymnastics facility or their cheer facility, and you pay a monthly tuition, this is just me. I don't want to get anybody's feathers ruffled, but if I'm spending money for my child or myself for a service or a good at their facility, they should certainly entertain a conversation about indoor air quality, about safety, about combating pathogens and viruses and bacteria. Now, I can't make them make a purchase, and I would never put that burden on someone. I wouldn't threaten them to take my money elsewhere because they won't buy my product. But I would replace them as a provider of service if they wouldn't engage in the conversation at such a critical time, you know, in our country and frankly in our globe. I will tell you, I got an email yesterday from the gentleman. I don't know if he's on the call right now or not, but within Olga's group, the gentleman that's originally from Holland, he asked me, are we yet prepared to take this internationally? And that's a conversation that Barry and I will have offline, and we'll definitely get that information out to the field. But I mean, one guy is now, you know, from another country. He sees the global opportunity for, you know, indoor air quality, and he's immediately like, okay, you know, well, can we do this? You know, where can we go? Where are our boundaries and what are our borders? And I'll just tell you, you know, it's 9:08 now, so I'll make sure I wrap up in the next 5 or 10 minutes, because I'm going to ask Barry to come back on and share his Paul Gabink story, you know, in its entirety, because it's important. Barry met a guy who met a guy, and I don't want to screw up the story, but blah, 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 boom, opened up Holland, and that country or that opportunity never meant less than 5 figures a month to him. Now, I'm not prophesying. I don't have a crystal ball, but that could be, you know, Jen Rennell, as an example, may be the lady that met the person that met the next person, and boom, now we're in Holland, or we're in, you know, God knows where with the Simmer technology, because it's already happened in Barry's historical journey and in Barry's, you know, the opportunity that he created many, many years ago. And it's neat and fun and inspiring and encouraging to watch that unfold right before our very eyes. I mean, I would just tell you, you know, as yesterday I mentioned my daughter, well, before the call officially started, my daughter had a gymnastics meet yesterday, and it was her best meet, personal performance so far. She got third overall. I couldn't be more proud. She scored highest in 3 of the 4 events out of all the students. But look, guys, you know, my 21-year-old daughter went to this same gym from the time she was about 4 to the time she was about 15. My now youngest daughter has been there, I think, the last 3 or 4 years. So I've got coming up on about 15, 18 years of $350 a month gymnastics payments. I've made an investment into that gym and into that environment, and it breaks my heart. Guys, it's not even about the money. It is about the money, but it's not only about the money. It breaks my heart to watch these kids practicing and performing in a mask out on the gym floor by themselves. I don't know how big that floor is, but it's probably 30 by 30. They're out there completely alone, and they're having to do their floor routine with a mask because someone is worried about, you know, safety. They don't feel free to let these kids be kids and do their thing. And we offer that freedom now. We offer the ability through Simmer technology for these kids to kind of start getting their life back. I mean, I know you guys, most of you know, and I'm sure many of you have similar stories, whether it's directly or indirectly, but Barry's got 5 beautiful children. I've got 4 beautiful children. You know, my daughter graduated May of last year from college in 2.5 or 2.75 years of a 4-year degree. I mean, she got in, she got committed. This is a child with some learning, you know, deficits and some challenges of her own. She gets her 4-year degree from Texas State University, and she can't walk. Outdoor ceremony, and she can't walk. They won't let them have graduation. I know kids that, none of mine, fortunately, but I know kids that missed their only prom. They missed, you know, had to reschedule weddings. And I'm talking about outdoor events, much less the indoor events, because frankly, people are scared or were scared, but not even rationally scared. And so through scientific research, through the Simmer machine, we can go to these places, these restaurants, these gym owners, these cheer facilities, and have these conversations, not about their indoor air quality, which it is. That's a part of an overall conversation. But if you knew you could walk in your home and essentially be disinfected in Simmer air technology, and then get in your car and then drive to your workplace and walk into an entirely disinfected area there as well, you can't tell me, no pun intended, but you can't tell me you wouldn't breathe easier. You wouldn't rest easier. You wouldn't be less concerned. I would just tell you that the amounts of stress and anxiety and depression through this time have gone up in all age demographics. Do the research if you haven't already, but these cases have all gone up. And so one of the things that I love about Barry's vision and his leadership, and frankly, guys, I got to tell you, I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's you guys, but I really feel a hand of favor on our business, because it just seems like
you know, how do we get these people in this room at this time? Why were we approached about Simmer technology? Why were we approached? Why did the company out of Colorado call Barry in August of 2018 and say, hey, would you want to take CBD into the healthcare space? I don't know. All I can say is divine appointment, favor, good luck, whatever it is, but I'll take it. Because it's so exciting to be a part of and then to watch it unfold. Guys, mark my words. This will be an I told you so, but it's a fun I told you so. When somebody gets their car, their WBRX company incentive car, people are going to laugh and cry and cheer because one, you've already heard the tone this morning. We're already taking on very much a family culture, a culture of care and compassion and love and encouragement. And I promise you, when one of these ladies on this call, who I'm guessing is going to be first, who knows, but I'm guessing it's going to be one of these fired up ladies on this call, wins a trip or wins a car or makes a $20,000 or $25,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 check, everyone in the room is going to be overwhelmed with excitement for that person and desire that for themselves. I told the story on stage. I'll tell it again real quick. I was so excited when I got my car, but if I'm being honest, when I got my first 745 Li BMW and then subsequently my second 750 when BMW changed and I had two different cars, that fed my pride. That fed my ego. It helped build my business. My neighbors were like, man, nice new car. Did you get a new job? What are you doing? And it led right into the opportunity. It was arguably one of the best marketing pieces that I ever had because people watched me trade in my Ford Ranger and they saw me driving around in a beautiful platinum colored, you know, 745 and then 750 BMW. So it did a lot for me and did a lot for my business. But guys, I cannot express to you, I cannot explain the feeling of watching people down in my organization, the Kevin Williams, the Dr. Philly, the Michael Keating, the Joan and Steve Needham, when they got their BMW, I felt like a proud parent. It was a feeling I simply cannot explain, but I know it's coming. And when some of you experience, I'm going to be like, hey, that's what I was talking about. That's that feeling. That's that moment of joy that you helped create, cultivate, and participate in. Now, I know Barry's absolutely right when he says we will never take success, never take credit for anybody's success, nor will we take credit for anybody's failures. So I'm not talking about you going out and getting, you know, your organization to that place, but I'm talking about fostering and creating an environment where they can come in and thrive. The right people will walk in a room like we had this last weekend, and they'll go, okay, what is the fire capacity? What is the COVID capacity? How many people can I bring next time? That happened this meeting, by the way. I had someone come up to me and said, hey, I like that you guys do the rounds versus like classroom style. Although I have to tell you guys on the call, I personally like classroom style. I like that learning environment. But I'm just sharing what this person said to me. Said, I like that you guys did the half rounds. It kept things very intimate and engaged. Can I reserve two tables at the upcoming conference? Like that's how this person thinks. This person thinks about filling the room and it being standing room only, and he wants to make sure that he can reserve two tables to bring his guests next time, and that they've got a place to sit and a place to learn and a place to engage and a place to learn about the business. And my brain wanted to explode. I was like, what a great idea. Let's talk about that. Let's plan for that event. This person, you know, forward thinking. I'm so excited about them getting involved in the business, and they're thinking about it the right way. So, guys, listen, I would just tell you where you've got to get mentally, in my opinion, okay? I've been to meetings where there were 300 and 400 and 500 people as a distributor, okay? Not as the person on the stage, not as the person there, you know, presenting the information, a distributor in the room, learning the business and trying to figure out how to provide for my family and for myself, you know, how to make a living. And I will tell you, having been in the room as a distributor, as a guest of the event by myself, it's one level of experience. Having been there with a personal guest sitting beside me or one on each side, or when I was really clipping, we'd have a classroom style and I would have a, you know, half of a row or an entire row of people That's a whole different feeling and a whole different experience. And then the best experience is when you're there, front and center, you've got a row full of people that you personally invited. They're there evaluating the business. They've already been sampled. You see them taking notes. You see them leaning forward. You see them engaged. And then you glance over your left shoulder, or you glance over your right shoulder, or you look just in front of you, and there's another row of someone that you introduced to the business and all of their guests of people. Okay, it happened a little bit with Jen at this event. Jen Rennell, she's there. She looks over. She had an entire half round of table that's all down in her organization. Guys, it's only going to get better. The frequency of that is only going to happen more and more and more if you build it. I know that I've said it till I'm blue in the face, but it is a function of how often and how effectively you do the six-step marketing program. No, now with the simmer, how do you sample it? Well, maybe you let somebody borrow it for a night. Maybe you buy a unit and you say, listen, this is my unit. You know, stencil paint your name on it. So this belongs to Jen Rennell, or this belongs to Gail, this belongs to Olga, but I'm going to let you keep it overnight. Put it in your master bedroom, crank it up on high, shut the door, let it really, really clean up the room, and then give it an hour or so, and then walk in, and you will feel, taste, and smell the difference in the indoor air quality in a day. And if you want to buy it, buy it. Keep it. Buy it. And if you don't, let me know. I'll come pick it up. I'll be looking forward to having it back. So if I'm a distributor, this is me. I'm going to buy a unit for my home. Well, I'm going to do this even as a company owner. I'm going to buy a unit for my home, and I'm going to buy a unit that is my sample unit, and I'm going to pass it from person to person to person, well, until it gets sold, and then I'm going to buy another sample unit, and I'm going to pass it and let them try it. And it's the puppy dog sale, as Barry mentioned at the event. And so, speaking of Barry, I don't want to take up too much time. Barry, I would ask, because I think it's so relevant. You know, the gentleman that came, you know, down in Jen's organization, working with Susie, working with Rob, working with Steve. You know, I think his name was Marvin, and I feel bad that he's the only one I'm drawing a blank on, but I believe it was Marvin. Wonderful man, came over from Holland. You know, lives in Alabama, and he is pumped. Martin is his name. Martin. He is pumped about the ability to take, you know, this product and these products, you know, internationally. He's asking questions, not like, well, because he lives in Alabama, just real quick. He lives in Alabama. Alabama does not allow CBD oil. But he's not saying, well, I can't sell oil because I'm in Alabama. What he's saying is, in lieu of selling oil in Alabama, I believe I can sell the fast dissolve tabs. I believe I know I can sell simmer. He's looking at the ways he can succeed, not the ways that he can't, in a state where oil, CBD oil, tincture oil, is not legal. He's looking for workarounds. He's a guy that's motivated, seeking an opportunity, much like what Barry mentioned at the event. You know, came to the United States not for a J-O-B, but for an opportunity. He hands me his business card. You know, he's there for working for, you know, Allen Gold, but he hands me a business card, and it's actually got two different companies on each side. So the guy's already got three different kind of side hustle opportunities, and he is pumped up about simmer and about CBD. And so with that, Barry, if you don't mind, come on and close us out with your Paul Gabink story and share the vision of what, you know, absolutely what could be to come. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Great job as always. And, you know, one thing I will mention, a big takeaway for me, and it is absolutely true. You know, anytime that, you know, something happens where a company, you know, goes out and has great success from infancy to whatever stage, there's always got to be a tremendous amount of favor. And, you know, I'll just tell you from my perspective, having, you know, had this journey before and now having it here with you guys, with all of us teaming up together, it really is God's blessing. I think that we as a company have the intent of taking the blessings that we have to make sure that our investors are whole, they're taken care of, to make sure that the organizations that we can contribute to, you know, that's our heart. And as long as we keep our heart in the right place and really serve and want to, you know, elevate people, I think we're going to have huge success. And I believe that's really what has been that's been kind of the epicenter of what has happened. Whatever organization has come our way, the people that have been attracted to what we're doing, it has everything to do with God's favor. You know, and I would just tell every one of you, you know, regardless of who you are, what you're doing, you know, just ask for his help. You can have tremendous results, and we do it on a daily basis. But with respect to that, and I'll say one more thing too, guys, we have, you know, one of the things that we really have done is we've secured a good number of these simmer units so that if you need the units, there, all you have to do is let us know. We can ship it to you directly from our office. We're not a simple brokerage opportunity here where we're just kind of saying, you know, we'll let you order it and when we can get it, you know, no, we have them. We've secured them. We're not one of these folks. We're not an organization that says we're going to sell them and buy. No, we've secured the units, so they're available to your distribution on a large scale. And that's our commitment. That's what we call real business. We've made a real commitment to ensure that the people that we're going to deliver this to, just as we've done with all of our other products, it's actually there for you. So we want to make sure that you know that. But real quick, the Paul Gabig story, I'll just tell you that I was a brand new distributor with a company, went out and had a little bit of success. And my partner was the head physical therapist at UCLA. And then we teamed up and we started a company together. I was not a physical therapist. His name was Andre Von Kamene. And Andre was, you know, he spoke broken English, but still understandable. He was from the Netherlands. He was from Amsterdam. And so he said, "Hey, Barry, I've got a guy that I want to call that I think might be a good fit." I said, "Great." And so he tells me he called his best friend, Paul Gabink, who was in the Netherlands. And I said, "Well, the only problem with that, Andre, is I don't think the company is yet international." He said, "I know, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to have him fly to Los Angeles." And I said, "Okay." Well, Paul shows up, and I learned very quickly that Andre never told Paul why he was coming, except that he just needed him to come. And they were good friends. He had that type of relationship. Because that type of relationship, Paul came. Well, the next thing Andre did is he put Paul on a plane, and we had an event with that particular company out in Orlando, Florida. And so Paul gets on a plane and goes out to Orlando to learn about a new opportunity. He never even told him it was network marketing. And so Paul gets off the plane in Orlando to the company event. We were going to be coming in the next day or two, and we learn that Paul is fuming, upset, and pissed off because Andre didn't even take the time to tell him it was network marketing. And he had all these, you know, negative preconceived ideas because of other companies that had tried to come into Amsterdam and do their thing. And so long story short, we've got a guy who doesn't speak any English, by the way. He used to be Mr. Holland because he was an ex-bodybuilder, right? And he's there in Orlando as a result of my partner who had gotten involved in business. I didn't want to talk to Andre about the business because he didn't speak very good English. I didn't think he was a good sales guy. And so he forced me to let him get involved in the business. All this was taking place. So Paul comes to the meeting. He gets a basis of understanding that he could potentially launch a new country. He gets overwhelmed and excited, and he goes back to Holland, and he makes it a point of bringing 10 of his business colleagues and countrymen to the next event that we had, which was, I mean, this event we had was back in June, but he goes out and he brings 10 of these people to the next event that we have in October. It was their 1 year anniversary. Well, needless to say, here's the company. They're hosting an event. They've got 10 people from Holland. The company's not even in Holland, but Andre and then Paul Gabig forced the issue, and they say, "Listen, every one of these people are willing to start the business at the highest level if you're willing to make the commitment to go into Holland." Well, needless to say, the company made arrangements to go into Holland because they basically petitioned them with so much value. And from that day forward, as God is my witness, that group represented nothing less than 5 figures a month to me in my paycheck. And they built an organization in Holland that had over 7,000 people, from a guy that I didn't want to sponsor to another guy that was mad when he heard about it, but got turned on. And the rest is what we call history. Now, I share that story with you guys, not because we're trying to sell a lottery ticket, but the power of this business always becomes evident. We were sitting in this last event, Jen Rennell showed up and learned as we were talking that the people that were sitting there from Birmingham, Alabama, from Florida, from Utah, from Idaho, all those folks were in her organization because they fell underneath Alan Gold, who was underneath Micronell, that's all in her business. And as she was understanding, just as the event was taking place, the power of our business, and then we had another example. We had two people that were from the same neighborhood that actually knew each other. We had Stoney Grimes and we had Scott Lappinson. That both Scott Lappinson became PPC in our business out of Frisco, but then we had another gentleman who was you know, sidelined underneath Joseph that was there, who now is looking to start his business at that same place. So long story short, guys, as the organization and the network begins to grow, the connectivity starts to expand. You're going to start running into people from all different markets. Some of them will have already heard about WBRX as we get bigger. You know, these companies, guys, that you know by the name of Herbalife and New Skin and Amway, at one time, they were not a household name. No one even knew about them. But I will tell you that it's our belief, because of the foundation, because of you guys from a leadership perspective, that WBRX will become a household name. And the people that will be the beneficiaries of this business, you can write this down, and I promise you it's true, are going to be the people that took on the mantle of leadership, and they're the ones that can provide these other people that are looking to get involved in a fast growth opportunity with a support system. Today, as a company, we have events on Tuesday, we have events on Wednesday, we have events on Thursday, we have events on Saturday. Whether it's a Zoom call or a live event, we're basically, by example, exhibiting the structure that you can provide for other people to plug into. Joseph Trahan is providing his own structure already. He already has a series of events. He's reverse engineering out of the next event that we do on the 26th and 27th. He's reverse engineering a series of events. His goal is to fill up the room himself. So I know without a doubt we've got the right leadership. We've got the right product mix. But most importantly, guys, we have the right culture of people that are not backbiting and not undermining each other. They're supporting each other. They're lifting each other up. And when you have something like that, guys, it's like lightning in a bottle. You just can't imagine how fast and how quickly this can grow into other cities and other states and other countries so fast. You know, once you get it going, it's really unique and special. So we're just so excited, guys, about 2021, about this new environment, the opportunity to sit with each other, exchange energy, spend time. And we're just blessed to have you. Thankful that you were led to come our way. Thankful that, you believe in what we're doing, and thankful about the opportunities moving forward. So with that, guys, we're going to conclude the call this morning. It's now 9:30. Thank you so much for spending the time to listen and to share in this call. We really genuinely appreciate that, and we look forward to all this to come. So God bless, guys. Have a phenomenal week, and we'll hopefully we'll see you on the call tomorrow at 3:00. God bless.